In Northwest News on KPLU, a coalition of environmental groups is suing the Environmental Protection Agency for not updating Washington State's water quality rules on how much fish people eat. It's what's commonly known as the fish consumption rate. Last month, the State Department of Ecology released a long-awaited draft rule on the issue, but the groups say local officials are still dragging their feet and their rule is not in compliance with the Federal Clean Water Act. More from KPLU environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
Puget Sound Keeper Alliance and other groups argue the EPA has violated the law by not finalizing its own standards to protect public health. The rules limit pollutants that can be released into waterways and determine how much legacy pollution must be removed. Toxics such as PCBs and mercury can accumulate in fish, so the rule looks at how much fish is eaten, especially by groups such as tribes, who depend on salmon and shellfish as a primary food source. Jeanette Brummer is an attorney with the nonprofit Earth Justice, which brought the legal action. She says the EPA showed some progress in the decades-long fight this past fall, then delayed enforcement till December.
But there's still been no action since then. And I think that EPA is waiting for the state to do something. You know, I lost count of how many times we've waited for the state just in the period of time I've been working on this. And of course, tribes have been waiting much longer.
The lawsuit says the federal agency should have finalized its own rules in December and that any delay increases the harm to people who depend on clean water. In response to the legal action, the EPA's Region 10 office released a statement saying its proposal in September should ensure the protection of people who eat fish in Washington state. But the agency said it will not comment on the new lawsuit because it's in active litigation. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.